We've got good news to share with you today. Good news, there is a better way. We've got good news to help you win. A way to start your life again. We've got good news to share with you today.
Welcome to Good News with Lowell and Connie Lundstrom. Join them for music and a message that will inspire and change your life.
Everything you need is in Jesus. Maybe we have come here just in time. Good news.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lowell Lundstrom.
And I'm Connie. And Lowell, this is getting Thanksgiving time. It's just been so beautiful around here, and I love walking and getting outside. It's just so wonderful. And you know, one of your songs you wrote many years ago, one of my very favorites, is I'm Thankful, Lord.
I'm thankful, Lord, for all the flowers. I'm thankful, Lord, for all the trees. But most of all, Lord, I'm thankful that your grace included me. It's hard to see how you could love me. And Lord, your love I cannot spurn. And a love as great as yours, Lord, is something I could never earn. Though my faith be very small, Lord, there is one thing I am sure, that until my life is over, your love will cause me to endure. I don't deserve all of your blessings you have showered down. Sometimes I think where I might be now if I were not close by your side. Lord, I'm thankful that you saved me. When I think of it, I cry. All that I am or ever will be, I owe to you for what you've done. Lord, I'm thankful for your mercy in making me your very son. Though my faith be very small, Lord, there is one thing I am sure, that until my life is over, your love will cause me to endure. I don't deserve all of your blessings you have showered down on me. Lord, I love you and I'm thankful. Yours I always want to be. Lord, I love you and I'm thankful. Yours I always want to be.
It is that Thanksgiving time, and it's a great time to reminisce and think about all the blessings of God. Here's a poem that was sent to me by D. Gaskin. I like it. It says, "My God has done so much for me, I never can repay, that when I try to give him thanks, I don't know what to say. When I'm so low I cannot stand, he makes my spirit soar. For this I bow my lowly head and thank him just once more.
I thank him for each drop of blood he shed on Calvary's tree. The crimson drops fell to the ground. Oh God, was that for me? It was for me and everyone who calls upon his name. For this I bow my lowly head and thank him once again.
I dare not walk away from God and his protecting power, for he might call time to an end and come at any hour. And so I'll watch and wait for him till time on earth shall end. Then at his feet I'll bow my head and thank him once again."
Well, we do have a lot to be thankful for, Lowell. God has been so good to us, and he's been so faithful all these years. And one of our greatest blessings to be thankful for are the friends that are listening in.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you. You know, this is really something. We're here in the studio, and the signal is going out all across North America. What town are you in? We need to hear from you because we carry those letters around during the week. I've got a whole bundle of wonderful letters from friends and partners.
And emails that you email, and we look forward to hearing from you and knowing where you're listening from. And we thank you, those of you who've been writing in and emailing in and saying you're praying for us in this ministry. We appreciate that so much, and we're praying for you, too, and your needs. And I have a couple needs here, Lowell. One person is asking that we would pray for them because they've been fighting a cold and a flu since the end of July, just for months and months. And it's left them so weak, and they just feel so badly. And that's one prayer request. I don't know where that one's from, but then there's another one from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and they need prayer for employment at a hearing that this person will be having in November, a hearing that God will bless and his Holy Spirit will lead. So, Father in heaven, we thank you for every friend that writes in with prayer needs and prayer requests, those listening today that have heavy hearts and great needs in their lives. Lord, we're so thankful to know you're sufficient, that you care,
yes,
that you love everyone, and you say when we cry out to you, when we call out to you, that you will hear and answer. So answer all these prayer needs, I pray. We stand together and we believe together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I believe that God is going to hear our prayers together, and the Bible says if two shall agree, it shall be done. There's double the power to prayer when there's another person praying with you.
That's right.
And we'll be your extra partner. But you've got to write, and please tell us what state you're in. We really want to do our very best. A wise man once said, the reason people are unthankful is because they're unthinkful. For if they would think, they would thank. Well, that gets to me. I don't know about you, but we've got to keep thinking. We've got a lot to praise God for. First, the gift of life.
Lowell, I'm certainly thinking about that right now because I'm battling a battle that is pretty heavy. Just been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and so I'm trusting God, and life looks pretty precious right now.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, because, boy, when you get to that kind of a point, you really need a miracle. You really need the Lord to intervene, and thank God I'm standing on his word and on his promises, and so many friends are praying for me. And that's why we believe in prayer. The Lord has answered so many of my prayers in the past. I've had 3 cancers before, and the Lord has seen me through, and the Lord is faithful. He's faithful. And friend, if you're going through a thing like this, so many of you I know have health things you're dealing with, and all of that. So again, I'd like you to listen to the words of this song, He Will Not Fail You Now.
I've never faced a mountain that looks so high. I've never seen a river that looks so wide. And I've never had such a problem that had me asking how. Fail me now. I know he will not fail me now. There are some things he will not allow. Very faithful, and I know he will not fail me now. I've never felt so helpless in all my life.
So many nights I've suffered such pain and strife. A million doubts assail me, but God won't break His bond.
That's a wonderful song, Lowell. You're one of my favorite songwriters, always have been. Your songs are so filled with hope, and what a message of hope, that God will not fail you, friend, no matter what you're going through, though financially, you know, whether you need a healing touch, whether you need salvation. And if you're listening today and you aren't living for the Lord, the most wonderful thing you could do this Thanksgiving season is to say thank you, Lord, by giving your life to Him totally and serving the Lord unreservedly and saying, Lord, come into my heart, forgive my sins. And then you truly will have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, we're holding on to the words of this song, He Will Not Fail Me Now. And if you're going through a tough time and you need that extra partner to pray with you, one of our ministry prayer partners will pray. But you've got to dial or punch that number up there in the right-hand corner.
Just push the button there for prayer, and we'll be sure to pray for you. And, Lowell, I've got to tell you something. You have a wonderful book, How to Pray with Power and Get Results.
Yeah.
And you know what? When I was down at Mayo Clinic, there was an elderly gentleman playing the piano and playing a beautiful Christian song. So right away I knew he was a Christian. We walked up to him, introduced ourselves, and my daughter asked me, she said, have you ever heard of Lowell Lundstrom? And he said, oh, yes, I have. He was from Roseau, Minnesota. He said, oh, yes, I have. I used to pastor a covenant church up there. And I have a book by Lowell Lundstrom called How to Pray with Power and Get Results. And he said, I really love that book. And this is what, friend, you can have that book too by just pushing that order there. And Lowell's book will minister to you. I remember when you wrote that book, Lowell, there was such an anointing in the bedroom. And I remember you didn't even hardly leave the bedroom. You just stayed there. The Lord was just pouring into your heart what to put into that book. And it's a God-anointed book. So, friend, you'll want to have this.
Yes, there was really a touch of God as I wrote the book. And we'll send it your way. Just push that special offer button, and it'll come your way. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good. God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good. I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good. I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good.
Thanks for listening in today. Join Lowell and Connie again next week for more good news.